Behold. We hear that word today, behold. Behold the star. Behold the Magi. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. To behold is to be held and captivated by God. To behold is to entrust all your energy, all your attention, your very being, your breath. To behold is to submit, to surrender joyfully, to surrender all that you have, your thoughts, your minds, your feeling, your preferences, your opinions, your desires. You surrender and submit everything to God so that God can behold you and you can be held by Him. It is the form of adoration. It is an opportunity for us to see the real presence of God, to see what the Magi saw, to behold what they were held by the beauty, by the goodness, by the truth of God, revealed through His holy family, to adore the Lord, to be held. All your attention, all your awareness, all your acknowledgement, all your very being, being held by God as He is holding you and beholding you in His arms, in His midst, in His presence. The problem for us, as Thomas Merton said, is that we tend to live in this state where we're not really there, not all there. We're like half. We're not really available, but we're available. We're not really awake, but we're asleep. We're not really there, but we are. We're not really gone, but we're almost all the way. Thomas Merton says we live in this place that we're just not fully aware. We spend our times just trying to be worried, concerned. We allow ourselves to be full of fear. We're so worried about so many things. We let our minds wander. It's like Herod. He's not there, but yet he is. He says he believes, but he doesn't really believe. He says he wants to see the child, but he really doesn't. He says he wants to do him homage, but he really wants to do him damage. That we live in this duplicity state, that we believe, but we don't believe. We love, but we don't love. We want, but we don't want. We need God, but we don't really need Him. Our faith is wishy-washy. It's lukewarm. What the Magi show us today is a decision has to be made. That they surrender themselves, everything, because they want to go see the Christ child. They want to do Him homage. They want to behold Him. They give everything of themselves. And the gifts that they give represent us. They're the things that we have to surrender to God in order to be captivated by Him, to be held by Him, to adore Him, to be able to be in His presence and allow God to be God and us to be loved, cared for, provided for, healed, reconciled, all that we need. The gift of gold represents our possessions. What is possessing us? What is it that it's keeping us from giving ourselves in totality to God? Not half of this and half of that. What is possessing you? What are your possessions? What is the gold that you honor and treat as God? The gold represents our possessions that we must surrender to God. Everything that possesses us, our afflictions, our addictions, all our opinions, what we hold is our gold, and we must surrender that to God like the Magi. What is your frankincense? Where is your offering to God, your gratitude, your thanksgiving? How do you praise the Lord? The frankincense represents our prayer. And we are a people wishy-washy. We don't want to pray. We say we don't have time to pray. We don't see how prayer benefits us. Because we're there, but we're not all there. We're in, but we're out. We pray, but we don't. We need to be able to pray with faith, with confidence, with trust, that God is giving us a holy family and praying through them and asking them to pray for us, to intercede on our behalf, is to pray with faith and confidence, to surrender ourselves, to pray with adoration, is to allow God to take all our attention and not allow ourselves to be distracted. Because we're there, but we're not all there, as Thomas Merton says. What is the frankincense, the offering, the incense, the fragrant offering that you're offering God this year? That is the surrender of our time, of our prayer, of our adoration. We need prayer because that's how God provides for you and for me. And finally, the myrrh. The myrrh is used as a fragrance, an oil, a perfume. It's to mask what is dead and decaying, the bodies of those who have gone before us in faith. Where is your death? Where do you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow as the Magi followed that star? Where are those little deaths throughout this year that you would have to encounter to allow God to behold you, to get all your attention finally and not allow you to be distracted? Where do you have to die to self in order to allow God to lead you, to guide you, to behold you so that you can behold Him? Where is the myrrh? Where is that place that you have to die, your mortification, the place that you have to surrender yourself to God so that He can do everything for you? The Magi show us what the Holy Family show us, a total surrender to God, to give ourselves to God and let God do everything else for us, to provide for all we need. As we commence this new year, this new beginning, let God behold you, but you must behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He has come into our midst. He has come into your presence. Offer Him the gold of your possessions. Offer Him the frankincense of your prayers. Offer Him the myrrh of you being self-denial, of surrendering yourself, and letting God take care of everything else. Behold, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Be held by Him. Be captivated by Him. He is the God of the one who sent us.